Good morning. Skies remain cloudy overnight and temperatures did not fall off that much. Still, readings in a few spots are in the lower 30s and close to freezing, so there could be a little bit of slippery travel this morning, as overnight we saw a few wet snowflakes and scattered rain showers passing through. In fact, we'll continue to see a few rain showers passing by, otherwise areas of fog and drizzle this morning, with most locations at or above freezing and in the middle and upper 30s. A warm front will pass through during the morning, and the wind will shift around to the southwest and become gusty. This will carry temperatures through the 30s and into the lower to mid 40s on average for afternoon highs. We'll also continue the risk of a few rain showers, fog, and drizzle through the afternoon hours. As we get into the night tonight, a cold front will sweep through. The wind will flip from the southwest to the northwest, and colder air will start to slide in. Temperatures will drop back through the 40s and into the 30s overnight, and any leftover rain showers will transition to a few snow showers before ending by sunrise tomorrow. This will set us up for a blustery and colder day on Wednesday with in-and-out sunshine. Temperatures will only manage to get into the middle 30s. In fact, even colder air will come in tomorrow night, and on Thursday, highs will stay in the 20s despite mostly sunny skies. At this point, we'll track a warm front in our direction on Thursday night. With cold air in place by Friday morning, we could get some snow or even sleet and freezing rain for Friday morning's commute. Gradually, temperatures should climb above freezing across the area on Friday afternoon with widespread rain showers. By Friday night and into the day Saturday, even milder air will work its way in ahead of the brunt of the next storm, and there's a good chance of a steady rain on Saturday with highs reaching into the upper 40s. Colder air will sweep in behind that system also on Sunday, highs still around 40 with a mix of sun and clouds, and right now we do see the prospects of some precipitation on Christmas Day for Monday. Right now it's still in question whether this will be rain or snow or a mixture with high temperatures in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, coastal rain and elevation snow across the northwest will increase in coverage today as a strong cold front pushes on shore. Heavy snowfall is likely across the Washington and Oregon Cascades as well as portions of the northern Rockies. Winter storm warnings are in effect in these ranges where as much as 1 to 2 feet of snow is forecast. As the front moves eastward through the western United States, it'll usher in colder air where it may change precipitation from rainfall into snow or a rain-snow mix, including in Seattle. By tomorrow, the moisture supply weakens, but generally light accumulating snow will spread into much of the Great Basin, the Rockies, the Northern Plains, and eventually the upper Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop north of a warm front lifting across the Gulf Coast states. Heavy rainfall will be possible along the boundary from northeast Texas into southern Tennessee today, where there is a marginal to slight risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding. Isolated severe thunderstorms are also possible, as indicated by the Storm Prediction Center. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, blowing snow and fog, 18 degrees with a west wind at 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 38 above zero, the dew point 32, 79% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.82 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Pembroke Pines and Fort Myers, both in Florida, to a low of 17 below zero at Big Black River in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and breezy, lower 50s. Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain showers in the mid-40s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with a few rain showers and some drizzle with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 18. The average temperature, 28. That's right on normal for this time of year. A trace of precipitation yesterday, also a trace of snow, still 5.0 inches for the month, and 5.0 inches is also the total for the season, which is 5.1 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 20. the record high 54 set in 1895 and the record low 13 below zero in 1973. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m. 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with light snow showers early today, then rain showers, fog, and drizzle. Highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with scattered rain showers today, also fog and drizzle, highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with a few rain showers tonight in the lower and middle 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers early today, then rain showers, fog, and drizzle, highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with a few rain showers changing to snow showers tonight and lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with a few rain showers today, then fog and drizzle this afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-40s. A few rain showers changing to snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with a few rain showers early today, rain showers, fog, and drizzle later with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy, rain showers this evening, some snow showers overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder, mid-30s, mostly sunny Thursday in the 20s, a chance of snow or mixed precipitation Friday morning, rain showers, upper 30s in the afternoon, more rain, milder Saturday, upper 40s, a mix of sun and clouds near 40 on Sunday, and a chance of snow or mixed precipitation on Christmas Day for Monday in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.